Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS here. Their spotlight athlete from the Norwalk Pella matchup. It's Ava Johnson, who had a big night against the Dutch. First of all, what are your thoughts about your team's ability to battle? Pella put a couple good sets together, but ultimately that fifth set was pretty decisive.
Well, all throughout the week we've been working on just pushing through the last set. That was really good on our part because we struggled with that in the past, so I'm really glad we were able to just push through all of the sets, and yeah, I'm just really happy.
Well, and obviously you had a big night up front tonight. What were the things you were seeing from Pella defensively that really set you up the middle there?
I just noticed that their blockers were not as tall as usual blockers that I go against. So I was just trying to cut it really short down. So I was just aiming for the libero a lot. She's kind of shorter, so I was just aiming for her most of the time. I kind of felt bad, but it's okay.
You got to do what you got to do. And what was the conversation after set four? Because obviously Pella got a lot of momentum. The gym was loud. And how were you able to kind of negate what they were doing well in set four and set five?
Yeah, I just told us, like, we need to have energy. We need to keep going and not, like, die down. We need to have the energy. We need to push through the fifth set. Yeah.
Well, and in terms of your schedule so far, you've played just a really, really, really brutal schedule in terms of opponents. How does that set you up for nights like this in a conference gym where you have a big crowd? And what are the things you're learning from those elite teams that you're translating here to the conference season?
I think those more elite teams help our defense get better. So we work on that in practice a lot and getting better with that defense. So we're able to do better in these games.
Well, and obviously, you know, this conference is great too. How important is it for your team to get a win on the road, especially against a better Pella team? And what kind of confidence does this give you going into the weekend?
It gives us so much confidence after our loss against Indianola. That was tough. So I'm glad we were able to come here, get another conference win, and hopefully we can keep going with that.
Well, and we're at the midway point of the season too. Just where is this team at mentally, knowing you've lost some games against some great competition, but you still have some great games to play and a lot to play for in the conference?
Yeah, we're just excited. We're going to get back into the gym tomorrow and put a lot of hard work in. And we have a Nevada tournament this weekend that we're expecting to do pretty well at. So I'm excited to see how we do there.
Awesome. That's Ava Johnson, our spotlight athlete. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio here with Aaliyah Riddick and with Kylie Heemstra, two of the seniors on senior night. A tough loss to Norwalk, but Aaliyah, obviously two really good sets for the team. Your thoughts about how the girls battle against one of the best teams in 4A and the way you keep improving throughout the season?
I'm really proud of everyone, and from the beginning of the season you can tell that we have really improved, especially on those weekend tournaments that we played. We just keep improving, and our defense and offense, just they are really good at putting each other up, and so we never have like a slope of where it's like really low. I think that's really good.
Well, and Kylie, tonight a big comeback in set four. You were down 25-12 at the end of the third. What was the conversation knowing you didn't want senior night to end early, and what really motivated you to play so well in set four, do you think?
Yeah, so we just needed to bring back the energy, and like we all came full force, and we really wanted that to bring it into the fifth set. So we were really pushing hard, and Coach always says no point lead is enough. So we just kept going and kept going till we hit 25.
Well, and Aaliyah, last week obviously you had the PC match, so there was more energy, but you're finally in your home gym. What was it like to finally be here, to have the crowd with you, and to be able to finally play at home?
Walking out and seeing everyone here, it's just like really nerve-wracking, but it's very exciting playing at home. It always is, with like the crowd and just the energy overall in the gym is just amazing.
Well, and Kylie, on top of that, it's kind of weird that you have senior night now because homecoming is your last home game, but what's it like to be able to be honored tonight with this group, especially with all that you've been through as a group, and what's it like to be able to celebrate your senior year?
Yeah, it was really amazing. I didn't really know what to expect because we haven't really been seniors. But yeah, it was really cool walking out with my parents and then having all the juniors and the rest of the sophomores and like the freshmen come and hand us our baskets and stuff. And that was really amazing.
Well, and we're about halfway through the season, not to freak you out too much. Obviously, time flies, but we're about that midway point, both conference and with a lot of your tournaments. What are your thoughts about where the team is at, and what are the things you think we need to really improve on in the second half of the season?
So going off of this game, which Norwalk is ranked number 6 right now, and we held like to them pretty well, and so I think that's really good for us. I really do believe that we could have like came out with the win, but there's obviously a couple things we need to work on, like our blocking in the middle and then like getting the ball to our middles more, and then yeah.
Well, Kylie, similar question. Obviously, you've made a lot of strides so far, but at this midway point in the season, what, as a senior leader, do you think you guys can work on to be even better?
Yeah, just keep encouraging and finding the open court. A lot of it comes down to our middle blocking, like Aaliyah said, and we've been really working hard on practice, and we're going to keep working hard on it, so that way by the time postseason comes and stuff, we're going to be ready to go.
Well, and the exciting part about how the schedule worked out is you had to wait a while to play at home, Aaliyah, but now you get 3 in a row. You've got your home tournament coming up. How do you hope to take advantage of your home court these next 3 games you have coming up here?
Playing at home, it's always like, I feel like it's always an advantage for us. We feel way more comfortable here. The crowd encourages us. We have way more energy, I feel like. And so I think it'll just be a really like good high for us.
Well, and Kylie, on top of that, too, you have big goals still at the end of the season. You've gotten really close to beating some ranked teams, and you've gotten some ranked teams like Ballard this past weekend. How excited are you to continue the challenge here at home against some great competition and maybe finally knock off a really good team here the second half of the season?
Yeah, we're really excited to work on beating those ranked teams to get us in a better position for when we have to play harder and just, like, challenging us so we know how to expect it when we get to postseason and stuff.
Aaliyah Riddick and Kylie Heemstra, 2 of the seniors of the Pella volleyball team, joining us after senior night. Ladies, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you in action again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.